J Balvin is gonna be a dad, Louis Tomlinson trolls Liam Payne on social media, and Lizzo gets real about how the body positivity movement has been going. This is Billboard News Now for Friday, April 16th. First up, a congratulations are in order for J Balvin and his girlfriend Valentina, who are expecting their first baby together. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
The Argentine model showed off her bump while gracing the black and white cover of Vogue Mexico, unveiled Thursday, April 15th. Then, over on Instagram, she captioned the image, "The family is growing," to which Balvin commented on her post, a simple heart emoji. The Colombian superstar first met Valentina on the set of his 2017 music video, Sigo Extrañándote, in which she plays his wife. A year later, they made their debut as a couple at New York Fashion Week. And speaking of fashion, most recently Balvin, guests, and friends with you joined forces for a vibrant capsule that aims to remind people that happiness is found in everyday life. The collection is available in stores and online starting April 15th.
Next up, Directioners got a little entertainment this week when Louis Tomlinson totally trolled Liam Payne on social media. Here's Jordan again with the details.
Take it from Louis Tomlinson. Next time you can't get a hold of your old bandmate, just sic your 35 million plus Twitter followers on him. That's what the One Direction singer did Thursday, April 15th to Liam Payne, tweeting, "I see you on Instagram, lad. Answer your phone." To be fair, Liam was busy over on IG stories showing off his new short haircut along with a really impressive watercolor painting of the late Prince Philip, which Louis did take note of, adding, "Boss drawing in that, but get your priorities straight." Regardless, the Directioners still mobilized, getting Louis and Liam and "answer your phone," among other related phrases, to the top Twitter trends. And while the duo had fans on edge, the suspense was short-lived. During a Twitter Q&A just over an hour later, Louis revealed the game of phone tag was resolved when one user asked, "Did Liam answer you?" To which he confirmed, "Just spoke to him."
People who created this movement, big women, big brown and black women, queer women, are not benefiting from the mainstream success of it.
And finally, Lizzo's long been outspoken about loving your body and normalizing larger shapes, but she has some thoughts on how the body positivity movement's been going. Jordan's got the story.
"Please use the body positivity movement to empower yourself," the superstar captioned a recent TikTok video, "but we need to protect and uplift the bodies it was created for and by."
Now that body positivity has been co-opted by all bodies, and people are finally celebrating medium and small girls and people who occasionally get roles, fat people are still getting the short end of this movement. We're still getting on, we're still getting talked about, memed, shamed, and no one cares anymore because it's like body positivity is for everybody.
The Truth Heard singer continued by again encouraging everyone to celebrate their bodies and use the movement to feel empowered while not forgetting the origins of body positivity before concluding,
"Our bodies are none of your business. Our health is none of your business. All we ask is that you keep that same energy with these medium girls that you praise."
Besides making her point on social media, the Grammy winner also has a new project on her plate to help further her message, which she announced on Instagram back in March.
"I'm developing an unscripted show with Amazon to find my next crew of big girl dancers and models."
And it looks like the as-yet-untitled show has already begun the casting process.
For more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com. And don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.